You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 297. And our show title today is Discipline, Distraction, and Daily Habits in Direct Sales. What I'm doing is I'm answering questions that many of you submitted when I recently sent out the question to my Profit in Your PJs community and asked, what do you want to hear about? What do you struggle with? So we're covering procrastination, developing a daily action plan, setting habits, and more in our show on discipline, distraction, and daily habits in direct sales. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello to you wherever you are in the world. I'm Jackie Almer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm excited for today's topic because I love talking about discipline and distractions and daily habits and direct sales, my favorite D words. I love those because I've struggled with them and overcome them and haven't forgotten what it was like to try to deal with all that stuff. Because let's face it, sometimes even today I have trouble with discipline and I get distracted and I lose sight of my daily actions. It happens to all of us, so you're not alone. If you're working on developing a daily action plan and you want to really figure out how to get that launched, I want you to go to directsalesbootcamp.com and join us. 15 minutes a day for 30 days and take action on what you learn there, and you're going to develop the discipline and help you overcome the distractions so that you have the daily habits that you need to succeed in direct sales. I also want to ask you, have you checked out streetsmartnetworker.com yet? That's my new program on the fastest way to create an endless source of leads and referrals for your business. It's the best of offline and online coming together so that you truly learn how to network your business, how to generate more interest, more people to sit down with you, and more people to refer your business. Because even if everybody you meet isn't right for your business, and we all know that they're not going to be, what you want to do is find some really good, solid referral partners to refer your business, refer your products, refer you as the go-to person in your area for what others are looking for. So go to streetsmartnetworker.com. Okay, so I recently sent out an email to my Profit in Your PJs community. If you're not part of the community, go to profitinyourpjsnow.com and join us. I sent out the question and asked, what are you struggling with? What do you want to hear about on the show? And I had a lot of people write me back. And so I'm just over the course of the next few weeks, I'm going to be addressing those because they're timeless and it's always good information. So Wendy, I give you kudos first. You said, I struggle with taking daily action and getting new habits set. How can you help me? Great question. Well, it's like anything. And really, most every question that I address is going to come down to this. It first and foremost starts with, what is your reason for doing this business? What is your why? What's your deep, compelling why? What are you looking to get out of your business? Is it monetary? Is it just for the success factor of it, to know that you achieve something that most others don't? Is your back up against the wall? I mean, what truly is your reason? I think it's so important to get very, very clear on that first and foremost. And then when you say you struggle in what way? You struggle with finding the time, making the time. I always say you'll never find the time. You have to make the time. So what exactly do you struggle with? Usually procrastination or anything like that comes down to fear. Fear is usually the driving emotion that holds us back from doing those things that we know we must be doing in order to move our business forward. I mean, we basically do two things in the profession of direct sales. We share our products with others and we share our opportunity with others. And then we sell products and services. Yes, I used a four-letter S word. We sell products and services to the end user, people who like what we're sharing, they see the value in it. We've put the light bulb on for them because we've done a good job of presenting it. And now they are signing up to use our products and service, buying those from us. And that's fabulous. And then the second thing is we share the business with people. And ideally, you want to be sharing both at the same time. If you're sharing the products, it's always important to say, now, just so you know, there's two sides to my business. And if you might be looking for a way that you can earn some extra income or even get your products paid for, I would love to share the referral income program that's available with my XYZ company. You have to find whatever language is good for you, but that's the language that I like to use. You'll have to find what's a fit for you. You can go to streetsmartscripts.com, and I have lots of success language there. Then the second part of Wendy's question is, getting new habits set. So first and foremost, coming back to that, we do two things. You know, we share our products and services, meaning sell, and we also share the opportunity. We have to get our business, both sides of our business, in front of people on a daily basis. So that's the daily action. It's the daily action really comes down to reaching out to a set number of people each and every day and saying, hey, I don't know if you'd be open to it, but I'd love to share some products with you that have made a difference for me. You may know someone who I should get these in front of. And you basically say the same thing about the opportunity. Okay, those are the two things that we do. Those are the daily actions that are so important, as well as follow-up. And then getting those new habits set, again, that comes down to why. Why are you building your business? What goals have you set for yourself? And what's your timeline for success that you've established? When you know the answer to those type things, it's so much easier to set those new habits. Whether it's, you know, putting a sticky note up that says, you can't watch any TV, or you can't do this, or you can't do whatever until you've finished and accomplished those daily actions. Only you know the discipline that you have to put in place in order to get those things done. Okay? So that really does come down to you. So think about those, set some reminders for yourself, get clear on your why, write out what your daily action plan is going to consist of, and put it up everywhere where you can see it. Get an accountability partner, get your spouse or significant other or someone who truly has your back, get them involved in asking you, how did you do today with getting your daily actions done and, you know, working through those habits that you've set. So try that, Wendy. I hope that helps. Mary says, I fear making phone calls. I will put it off and avoid, even doing housework to avoid. Boy, that is a fear. And then she writes, thank you, Mary. I love your podcast and feel inspired and ready to take off in my business when listening. But just like always, fear of the phone knocks the inspiration right out of me. I love what I do, and I get told all the time by clients and newcomers to parties that I'm good at this. But when I have to call for bookings, I convince myself I want to quit every time. I survive and get by as a part-time business, full-time stay-home mom of five on word of mouth. But I know if I could overcome this, I could do so well. Booking in the moment and recruiting in the moment haven't been successful because I seem to be surrounded by women who are as busy as I am and not looking for a career. Would love to turn this love into a successful career now that the kids are in school, but this issue gives me a stomach ache, keeps me up at night, and right now even, I break into a serious sweat. Well, Mary, first of all, I acknowledge you for sharing so much and being so honest, and thank you for your kind words on my podcast. I want to encourage you to know that I have totally been in your shoes, and I get it. I do get it. And, it's easy for someone like me to say, oh, just get over it. But I won't say that to you because I know I used to hear that, and I hated that. I was kind of like, if I could just get over it, hello, I would be over it. Okay, so we all definitely know that, and that's not fun to hear from anybody anytime. So you won't catch me saying that. What I will suggest to you, though, and to everybody listening, is if it's the phone that's creating an issue for you, I want you to look at what that could mean. So is it, do you feel tongue-tied? Are you fearing the kind of the face-to-face isn't the real-time connection with that person. That's a better way of putting it. Are you fearing the real-time connection with that person? And what if they say no? Or what is it about the phone that you fear? What is that part? So let me just shift that around and say, could you text? Could you send a Facebook message? Would that feel less fearful to you? Ponder that, because it doesn't have to be the phone, as in a phone conversation, to ask someone. Today, most people don't even answer the phone. So texting and Facebook message could be a great way to introduce the conversation. So that's one piece of it. The second piece of it is making sure that you have created a win-win when you're reaching out and asking people basically to open up their home, open up their checkbook, and open up their Rolodex so that you can come in and sell all of them. I know that sounds terrible, and I probably didn't make you feel any better, but let's face it, that's the fear that we have, right? Let's just put it right out there. We have this fear that, you know, we might be perceived that way or whatever it is when we have to call for bookings. Okay, and the reason that we hesitate is because we are calling to ask someone to do something for us, and to do something for us that we will likely benefit from monetarily. Okay, so let's get into that a little bit. What's wrong with supporting people you know? There's that, probably everyone listening, if you're on Facebook, you've seen it circulating where people have posted, it's kind of tired now, way too many people have shared it, but you know, if a celebrity launches a clothing line, everybody jumps on board to buy it. You know, Christie Brinkley launches a skincare line, of course she looks like $1 million at age 60 plus, everybody, you know, signs up to buy it. But why wouldn't you buy a lip gloss from your friend, or cleaning supplies, or greeting cards and gifts, or candles, or makeup, you know, whatever it is. Why wouldn't you buy that from someone you know? Why is it when that person launches something, we want to tell them, oh my gosh, you're crazy. But Christie Brinkley launches it and she's brilliant. Okay. And it is worth looking at and examining why we do that. I don't know why we do that. I would much prefer to buy and support someone who I know. Absolutely, I would much prefer to do that. Now, I will tell you, me personally, I'm not much of a party person. In fact, I have to be really honest. I don't think I've ever hosted a home party, ever. I'm trying to change that. Don't everybody contact me to change that. I have to get over that of my own accord. But perhaps part of that is because I've always been building, or for years, I've been building my own business and my own brand and reaching out to my own family and friends for some of that type stuff. So maybe that's why it's been a little more challenging for me to, or I've perceived that I've chosen not to do that for that reason. But, you know, I do know that personally, I would much prefer to buy from and support those people who I know. I would much rather help a mom stay home with their kids, or a dad be home with his children, or, you know, whatever it is, I would much prefer to support that person in that endeavor, without a doubt. And of course, if you understand the pay plan of direct sales and network marketing, you know that you're supporting not just one family, but multiple families when you do that, or helping to support them. So the first thing is, make sure that you are coming up with some success language that's a win-win when you're reaching out to ask someone to book a party for you. What are they going to get in return? So really sit down and take some time and script that out and lead with that win-win for them, whether it's spoiling them with, you know, spa products or whatever it is. You know what your product line is. You know what your hostess plan is. You know what the benefit's going to be for them, what the reward is going to be for them, you know, if they will open up their home and do this. So you want to make it fun for them and inviting for them. And as far as being surrounded by women who are as busy as you are and not looking for a career, that could be true. But my guess is, just from what you're saying, you haven't really talked to that many women to know that all of them are out there. Again, I can relate to that too, because I will tell you, when I joined my first network marketing company, I thought I had hit the gold mine. I was involved in parenting classes, was a volunteer for the parenting group, went to play groups with my kids. I thought, man, I'm going to shoot right to the top, because I've got this whole target audience of these other stay-home moms, and surely they're just like me, love being a stay-home mom, but maybe they want to keep their foot in the professional world. I mean, I love business. I always have. I love making money. I love being inspired by that. And so all of that is exciting to me. But I quickly found out that everybody in my play group, everybody at the parenting class, everybody who I was surrounded with, most of them were already stay-home moms. And most of them didn't want to do anything else. They were kind of like, why would I want to go back to work? And that was kind of shocking to me because I liked the idea of doing both. But that's one thing that you find out, that just because they're close to you doesn't mean they won't support you and buy your products, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're motivated to do anything outside of being a mom and earn extra income or anything like that. So that was a harsh, you know, reality check for me, big time. But once I realized that, I just kept moving on. And I learned quickly, I wanted to get out in front of other business people. I have always much preferred to talk to other people who are already involved in business of some sort. So I started going to networking events. And, you know, I've talked about streetsmartnetworker.com. I started doing that pretty early on in my networking career, back when my children were young. And it was a struggle. You know, I felt like I was always balancing. I'm married to an airline pilot, so he wasn't home every morning. And I had a neighbor who helped me out a lot. You know, I would drop the kids off over there, and then I did a carpool, and somebody would come and pick them up and take them because they went to a private school. You know, I just had to, shift things around, and I wasn't able to be there every week, but I really liked getting myself and my business out in front of other business people because they understood business and they liked talking about business and they could relate. So that's a thought of some different avenues you might pursue. I don't know if you've gotten out in front of networking groups. I know you're a stay-home mom of five. I understand that it's a challenge. I do get that. But I've been there and I know that you can do it. If where there's a will, there's a way. I know it can be done because I've done it. So those are some things I want you to consider. I want you to consider the language that you're using, texting and Facebook message instead of making phone calls. And that language being creating a win-win when you reach out to them, and then putting yourself out there in front of groups of people who are business oriented, who will sit down and do a one-on-one with you and listen to you share the details of your products and your opportunity as well. So those are the things that I have for you, and hopefully that helps. You can send me a tweet, as you know, at Jackie Almer, or, you know, somehow let me know. Let me know that you heard this. I definitely would love to know. Okay, and then the third and final one we're going to take on today's show is from Helen. And Helen says, my biggest obstacle with my home-based business at the moment is I feel the fact that I do not have enough discipline and I'm easily distracted. Helen, you're totally normal. Join the club. Now, she says, in addition to this, I also work as an English and Italian tutor, and I do this right now to put food on the table. I'm a single mom with no support from my ex-husband, and I'm having a difficult time deciding how to share my working time between the two businesses. Eventually, I would like to stop working as a tutor and dedicate all my time into growing my business. Great question. And like I say, all of us struggle with discipline and distraction. So again, with yours especially, it comes down to your why. In here, what I hear from your why is that you want to stop working as a tutor and dedicate your time into growing your business. So the discipline is going to have to be looking at that why and saying every day, did I take the action steps that I needed to move my business forward? Did I take those action steps? Okay, that's a big part of it. And every day you have to look yourself in the mirror and say either yes, I did, or no, I didn't. And hopefully you can be a tough boss on yourself and learn to become more disciplined when day after day you look at yourself and say, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Well, then you ask yourself, what was it that distracted me? What was it that I let distract me? What did I do instead? And if you'll begin to track your daily activities in a journal for just 1 week, you'll see where time goes. You know, I've shared a million times that I gave up TV for a long time. I gave up TV in 1997, and I still don't really watch TV. I'll watch an occasional thing. There's not one TV show that I watch religiously. Everybody's talking about that show, This Is Us or whatever, and I hear that it's great and stuff. But you know what? That's just a distractor for me. No time that I spend in watching that show moves me forward in my business. It doesn't. So I'm just not a TV buff. I learned to give that up, and that helped me with a lot of distraction when I did that. And originally when I gave it up, my goal was that I would reward myself later down the road and pick it back up once I had achieved an income level that I had set for myself. But here's what I found. Once I hit that level, I didn't want to pick it back up. I wanted to keep going and keep growing in my business. So you have to ask yourself, how important is it to you to quit tutoring? How much do you really want to put your time into growing your business? And then I want you to look at your calendar and I want you to ask yourself, where will I commit time every single day to my business? Now, here's the other thing, and I've talked about this a lot. It doesn't mean that you have to set aside an hour here or 2 hours there to grow your business. Learn to work your business in 15 minutes here, 5 minutes here, 15 minutes there, all throughout the day. I text my business. I truly work my business mostly from my cell phone. And I'm constantly texting out or Facebook messaging to someone, hey, you know, do you have this? Have you had that? I have a question for you. I'm looking for some referrals. Who do you know in real estate? I mean, I'm constantly using those little small pockets throughout the day to get the word out there to people and invite people to have a conversation with me and then invite the right ones to have a look at my opportunity. So you want to look at your opportunity, the tools that you have, and determine how you can develop a system that's going to work for you. What's that system going to be? Only you know that or your upline. So get with them and have that conversation. Well, again, my thanks to Wendy, Mary, and Helen. If you have any questions for the show, just send me a tweet at Jackie Almer or go to jackiealmer.com. There's a contact us form. You can fill it out there. And I would love to get your question answered. I've got more that I'll be sharing over the next few weeks, but I want to give a shout out to you three ladies for asking those questions, for being brave and vulnerable and knowing that most people struggle with that. If you're listening to the show and you are looking for a side hustle gig, a business that you can truly work on the go from your smartphone, please go to workwithjackie.com and fill in the contact form. That will be requesting specific information on my direct sales business, not my coaching programs, but working with me specifically in a direct sales business. If you're with a business that you love, stay where you are, work it, and rock it out. And just like anyone, I appreciate referrals. So if you know of someone who's looking to be coached and mentored by a $1 million income earner and someone very committed to business, send them over to workwithjackie.com or let me know. I hope to see you over at streetsmartnetworker.com so we can really fine tune your networking skills. And until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.